probing the Lorentz symmetry violation using the first image of Sagittarius A**. Constraints on Standard Model Extension Coefficients, by Mohsen Kadadi et al. Thanks to unparalleled near-horizon images of the shadows of Messier 87**, M87, and Sagittarius A**, SGRA**, delivered by the Event Horizon Telescope, EHT, they opened up to us two amazing windows for the strong field test of the gravity theories as well as fundamental physics. Information recently published from EHT about the SGRA**'s shadow conduct us to a novel probe of Lorentz symmetry violation, LSV, within Standard Model Extension, SME, framework. Despite the agreement between the shadow image of SGRA**, and the prediction of the general theory of relativity, there is still a tiny space that is expected to fix by taking into account some of the fundamental corrections. We bring up the idea that the recent inferred shadow image of SGRA** is explicable by a minimal SME-inspired Schwarzschild metric containing the Lorentz-violating, LV, terms obtained from the post-Newtonian approximation. The LV terms embedded in Schwarzschild metric are dimensionless spatial coefficients (jk) associated with the field responsible for the LSV in the gravitational sector of minimal SME theory. In this way, one can control the Lorentz invariance violation in the allowed sensitivity level of the first shadow image of SGRA. Actually, using the bounds released within 1 sigma uncertainty for the shadow size of SGRA**, and whose fractional deviation from standard Schwarzschild, we set upper limits for the two different combinations of spatial diagonal coefficients of SME and time-time coefficient, as well. The best upper limit is at the 10^-3 level, consistent with the value already extracted from gravity probe B for the combination of temporal and spatial coefficients of SME. This was probing the Lorentz symmetry violation using the first image of Sagittarius A**, constraints on standard model extension coefficients, by Mohsen Kadadi et al.